to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Over the past two decades, Ireland's energy supply has undergone significant changes in response to various factors, which include environmental concerns, EU directives, technological advances, and shifting energy demands. And you can find out more about this on ourstoprotect.ie and on midlands103.com. Dermot Casey, chair of the IRDG, which is the Industry Research and Development Group, Angela Larkin, who's the General Manager in Ireland for Ocean Winds, and John Riley, Head of PowerGen at Bordemona, have been discussing how energy has changed.
20 years ago, 60% of the electricity demand annually was met from a basket of coal, peat and oil, and only 5% was met from renewables, and that was predominantly hydro. And in 20 years, we flipped that on its head. We need to increase the pace of that as we move forward, but we'd be very confident that Ireland has the system, the resources, the technologies and the capabilities to see 90% of its electricity generated from renewables in a little over a decade. And if we're pushing on with electrification to the fullest extent we can, I think we will really make inroads in the other sectors.
Are we coming at this from the wrong angle, right? Because in some respects, we're talking about taking the existing systems that we have and powering them with electricity, which is generated by wind or solar or, you know, and battery backup and various other systems. Should we be thinking about, instead of, you know, having 2 million electric cars or 1 million electric cars on the road, having half that number of cars on the road, shifting people to public transport, shifting people to different modes of walking? Do we need to radically rethink our consumption of energy as much as the production of energy, rather than just say, right, demand is currently X, and if we shift to, you know, if everybody's an electric car, demand will be Y, so we need to produce Y? That we need to be we need to radically rethink how we're shaping society in relation to our focus, because there's a growing sense of urgency, which is great, but I wonder, are we literally paving the cow path? Are we taking existing systems that are not necessarily optimal and just electrifying them?
Yeah, I think that is first and foremost the best way to solve the climate challenge is to reduce the amount of energy that we use. And I think energy conservation, energy efficiency is a core part of the overall drive to that. I think, though, you know, we don't solve this challenge without bringing the public along with us, the customers along with us. And you can tackle the climate challenge, I think, in many, many different ways. You will hear people say that we need to completely rethink everything we do. We need to change our view to transport and how we use transport and how we use heating. We need to cull half of the national herd. We need to do whatever. I think if we come at it initially from that place, we're going to find it very, very difficult to bring people with us. In any walk of life, the most difficult thing any of us face is change. And people don't want to see their quality of life and the things that they do change dramatically. I think over time, if we're going to crack this thing, if we're going to get to net zero globally, we are going to see society have to operate in certain sectors and places in a very different way than it does today. But to me, that transition needs to be gradual. We need to get people to buy into it. I live in South Kildare. There's no point in telling me about walking now in cycle lanes. I mean, but there isn't. There isn't. And that debate sometimes is what does annoy people. But telling me that I should really think about taking the diesel out of my car and shifting to an electric vehicle and shifting to a heat pump, I can buy into that. And I think it's a combination of all of those things. And interestingly, the energy crisis that we're still in the middle of right now has brought home to people the reality of energy security. We've had an incredibly secure energy system here in Ireland for 20 years. Relatively low prices. That's a debate, but relatively low prices. Energy's been quite cheap. Energy consumption has increased. And people didn't worry about where they got their energy from. I think what's happened in the horrible situation that's happened in Ukraine, one of the bright sides of that is people have really begun to think about energy security. And we may not take energy security for granted in the next decade to the extent we did in the past. And people understanding how they use energy, where they get their energy from, that's a brilliant starting point if you want people to start to think about sustainability and sustainability in the use of energy and how they do it. So I think the world and domestically here in Ireland, we see it as part of our public consultation pieces. People are a lot more engaged now about energy security and why we're doing these things, why we're building offshore wind.
I suppose, like, for us, we'd have seen like the acceptance of renewable energy projects change dramatically in the last number of years. Like, I've been doing onshore for a long time, and in the very beginning, I don't think we did such a great job as bringing the communities with us. And we have to learn from that now as regards offshore. But when we were doing our public consultation, security of supply was a big thing. Biodiversity as well came up to the fore all the time, and I was really surprised at that. Like, I was expecting, you know, your visual impact or jobs would usually would come up, but biodiversity and security of supply. And maybe just to pick up on that, one thing I think we need to do as regards bringing people with us, especially for offshore development. We have one small project in Ireland, but it's we're going to be deploying a lot more, and it's really important for us as developers, also regulatory bodies, community groups, that we bring the community with us, that we bring that coastal communities with us, we bring the maritime users with us, because it is going to be a shift in maritime use for us here in Ireland. Sustainable deployment of offshore, like what Bord na Mona have done as regards in the Midlands here. That when we're starting to deploy offshore renewable at scale over the next number of years, that we do it responsibly. We don't look back in 10 years' time and say that we accelerated it too fast without doing it with respect to our oceans. They also act as a carbon sink, similar to the peatlands. So what we do here, and Europe has huge targets of offshore development, but we need to do that in conjunction with marine protected areas, coexistence,